I'm joined by Mr. Kobus van Heerden. Mall of Africa is the new shopping center that's going to open sometime early next year. He's with Atterbury Property Developments. He joins us to tell us more about this massive structure that's going up next to the N1 Highway Allendale off-ramp. Kobus, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning to your listeners.
Massive structure that you are putting up there, it appears. I'm told it's so many times rugby pitches the size thereof. How big is it?
The mall consists, in terms of a general building area, in the region of 550,000 square meters. That excludes a park that's on the southern side. But the general leasing area is about 130,000 square meters.
All right. How does it compare, just for perspective for me? I'm familiar with Melrose Arch and Sandton Square. How does it compare to the sizes of those two?
I think it's on par with Sandton, Sandton City, Gateway in down Cape Town, as well as Gateway in Durban, as well as Canal Walk in Cape Town. So I think in terms, what's the difference in the Mall of Africa scenario is that as the Sandton situation will form part of a bigger business estate, which is in the region of 800,000 square meters that we constructed, as you quite correctly pointed out, on the land south of the Allendale interchange. And the mall will form the heart of that business district, which will, in one of the big advantages, is that it will be decentralized from the normal Pretoria and Johannesburg CBDs, which is a big drawing card for us.
Okay, and when is the mall opening?
The opening date will be end of April 2016, next year. So you'll see when you pass the structure on the highway that the construction activities are really up to speed now, and the roof and enclosure of the building will proceed within the next month. And then we'll start with the tenant fit-outs to be ready for a grand opening end of April next year.
And, it's going to have retail space, obviously, I suppose. And if you can just give me about the nature of the retailers that you're going to accommodate there. And you spoke about mixed use, if you can explain that further.
Tim, the shopping center, which formed part, as I pointed out, of the development, will have 150,000 square meters of retailers. It's a combination of local retail, the typical anchors that we normally put in our shopping centers, Woolworths, Edgars, Checkers, Game. It will have a very, very strong fashion component, which will be accommodated on two levels. We heavily focused on customer experience, so we're spending a lot of money in wider malls, higher shop fronts, bringing natural light in, really to capitalize on a maximum experience for our customers. The tenant mix doesn't stand back for that. Most of our tenants, which includes international brands such as the normal H&M, Forever 21, we've got the first Hamleys toy store accommodated in the Mall of Africa. All of that will contribute to our focus on experience for our customers with a top-line tenant mix.
All right, well, we'll be watching the space very closely, Kobus, and we'll come and take a look at one point. I've seen it go up and going up very rapidly. So April next year is what? It's only 10 months away, right? So
yes,
looking forward to that.
End of April, 10 months away.
Mm. All right, Kobus, thank you for talking to us.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks, bye-bye.
He's the retail director at Atterbury Property Developments and the big mall there next to Allendale off-ramp. Next to the N1 highway, next to the Allendale off-ramp.